Mike Tell's World number 353 for Sunday, December 13th, 2020. Hey, how's it going? Figured I would make a quick update here after all the ham radio stuff this morning. So in case you're local here and you want to listen to a couple of ham radio related things, let's see, 3935 kilohertz or 3.935 megahertz. That'd be on your shortwave radio, and you have to be in lower sideband. So not all shortwaves will do it, but anyway, 3935 at 9 a.m. on Sundays, and then again at 10:30 on 7185 or thereabouts on shortwave. 7185, that's the IOOK ham radio net. That's kind of a thing that the hams do periodically. So they get together on what's called a net, but basically it's just a bunch of people all calling on a schedule and talking to each other. It's usually directed by net control. In the case of the local net here, that's from the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. Ken W8QKP is the net control of that. And that's mostly around northern Michigan and Ontario. And every once in a while we get somebody from elsewhere, but mostly it's Michigan and Ontario. So, yeah, fun stuff. Anyway, geez, kind of slow start there. What's been going on in Mike Dell's world? Well, not a whole lot. We did get our first reasonable snow. So, yesterday was kind of fun. Out traveling around a little bit in it. Took Kathy's SUV with the good brand new tires on it and had no trouble getting around. So, that was no big deal. But probably got 6-8 inches in the area, something like that. And it was all that really wet, heavy stuff. So all the trees, branches are covered with it. Interestingly, I can see my wire ham radio antennas now because they're covered with snow. Although it still gets lost in the trees, but it's easier to see because the trees don't have any straight lines like that. Kind of interesting. And let's see, I've been on the hunt for some headlights for my John Deere tractor. And what I really wanted was just plain old driving lights. And I would just mount them on either side of the front of the tractor. You know, if I plow snow after work or before work, either way, it's dark out. You know, I'm on a busy road here. So, you know, when I get near the end of the driveway, I'd like to have a little bit of light for people to see me. And it's a little nicer so that I can actually see what I'm doing. But that was unobtainium here locally. And well, I shouldn't say unobtainium, but it was definitely more expensive than I would have guessed. Went out to Blaine's. By the way, Blaine's is pretty cool. They have veteran parking, kind of like Home Depot does. And I think a couple others do, but I know Home Depot does. And Blaine's. So I got to park right up front and that was nice. But went to Blaine's and all they had was a single light, not a set. And it was way more expensive than what I saw on Amazon. So I went around to a bunch of local places today, just, you know, here and there and everywhere and nothing. So that's sad because, you know, I'd rather spend money locally, but I'm not going to spend it, you know, if I've got to pay three times the cost. I just ordered a set of 4-inch LED driving lights, flood lights, I guess you'd call them, but, you know, perfect for the front of a tractor. But I wanted a pair of them because I think it'd look cool for one thing. And second off, I think it'd work better that way. Because if I mount just one, if I put it right on top of the hood, that's great, except for the hood is fiberglass. And, you know, having something drilled into a fiberglass hood, A, isn't good for the fiberglass, and B, you know, won't stay there any length of time. You know, it'll get loose and break and crack and all that. So I wanted to do it on the metal uprights on either side of what would be a radiator in a normal tractor, but since there's no radiator on an air-cooled tractor. But, you know, be kind of that position. So anyway, so I ordered 2 4-inch square LEDs. Supposed to put out a crap load of light and draw a little bit of power, not much. So once they get here, I figure out how they hook up, if they're one wire or two wire. You know, some of them, you just have one power wire coming out, and the other, the ground comes through the chassis of the light. But I have a feeling these are, you know, Chinese plastic things. So probably have two wires coming out, one for ground and one for the actual power. But either way, I'll hook them up and put a switch in the dash, and I'll get that switch locally, even if they send me one, because most likely they got some cheap plasticky thing. And I want a real metal toggle switch, which I can get locally here. And, you know, I want it to be, you know, befit the 50-year-old tractor, 49-year-old tractor. So, wow, 2 weeks in a row, I'm talking about tractors. But, yeah, it could be relevant. It wasn't enough snow for me to even bother starting the tractor or the snowblower or anything. I shoveled what I needed to, you know, to get out to the office and walkway to the garage. And that was good enough. Don't need to do the driveway because, you know, it's not that much snow. And I want to get a good pack on the driveway. And if this is going to stay, this will be great. It'll pack down nice, and then I'll have a good snowy base to plow on. So that's my plan. Let's see what else. Not a whole lot. Going to be doing a new thing with Podcast Help Desk. Of course, I'm doing a new thing with this, but I'm not telling you about it. You'll just have to figure it out. But Podcast Help Desk is going twice a week. Be released on Wednesdays and Saturdays, and it's going to be a shorter single subject episodes, and it's going to be closely tied to Podcast Insider, which comes out on Thursday evenings. So we're going to call it the unofficial companion podcast to Podcast Insider, but I'm going to do a little, you know, like I said, 5, 10, 15 minute episodes and something like that. And I'm going to get on a schedule, something I'm not in the past been good at. And this is my podcast improvement project. And to that end, you'll probably see an episode of this about every Sunday. That's my plan anyway. So, but I'm not going to announce that as a big thing. It's just, that's what I'm going to try to do. You know, I've been podcasting for nearly 16 years. I've been, working in the podcast industry for almost 12 years now. And I've never really taken podcasting that seriously. I know it sounds weird. You know, I'm helping everybody else and, you know, getting the company going and, you know, supporting the company, supporting the customers, you know, selling stuff, you know, all that in the podcast industry. But my personal podcasting has never been anything more than an advanced hobby. And of course, this show will always be just my hobby, my turn on the mic and get something off my chest, that kind of thing. But yeah, I wanted to take another show seriously because, you know, we've been doing Podcast Insider now a couple of years and I haven't missed a week. And, you know, we actually pre-plan and, you know, we've got a production team and, you know, not a huge team, but it's, you know, we're putting effort into it. Now, I want to do the same on a little bit less people-intensive thing with the Podcast Help Desk. And you know, I've always heard that shorter episodes sometimes work better for some people. So that's what I'm planning on doing. Of course, you know, I don't ever put a time limit on really any of the episodes we do, you know, for any of the shows I do. You know, if it takes an hour to say something, I'll take an hour to say it. If it takes a half an hour, I'll take a half an hour. But, you know, Podcast Help Desk, we have that kind of segmented out, or not Podcast Help Desk, Podcast Insider, we have segmented out, and I've got a co-host, so we, you know, we have to record at a certain time, coordinate times and all that. And also you get to, you know, set the time a little bit. So we go for somewhere around 30 minutes of our commentary. And then if we have an interview, that adds another, 20 to 30 minutes. So, it varies between a half an hour and an hour, depending on if we have a guest or not. And we don't always have a guest. And then, the show's not, how should I say, not dependent on having a guest. So many shows out there, oh, I can't record. I didn't get a guest this week, or something like that. No. We're just, if we have a guest, we'll do a guest segment. Otherwise, we just ignore the fact that we don't have a guest and we just do the show. And we do the show, in a segmented way. So we start out with podcast news. We talk about a best practice. And then go on to some blueberry-related news and then the question of the week. Well, what I'm going to do is, with Podcast Help Desk, is the Wednesday show is going to be just a single subject that I come up with in the podcasting world just to explain something or to talk about a news story or, something where I go in a little bit deeper than I can, in a segment in the other show. And then on the Saturday show, it's going to be expanding on what we talked about in the Thursday show. Because a lot of times, I don't have a lot of time. So if someone has a technical question in the question of the week or the best practice is a more technical thing, we can do the basics on the main show. And then I can dig in a little deeper on Podcast Help Desk. So that's the plan. I will be putting out something every Wednesday and every Saturday for Podcast Help Desk. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, be sure to get over there, podcasthelpdesk.com and podcastinsider.com, and get subscribe to those shows. This one, like I said, it's just my little thing, but I am going to try to be more regular with it. Of course, you've heard that 100 times before and blah, 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 blah. But anyway, don't need to apologize. It is what I do. It is what it is. As a friend of mine says, way too much. Hi, Keith. anyway, so that's the story. So I've been, retooling that. I attempted the Napod Pomo thing, which I did actually do on this show a couple years ago. And I tried that with Podcast Help Desk, and I probably got a little over halfway through and just petered out on that. Doing a daily show is tough, Even my little weather show, I do that in fits and starts, and that's a daily when I do it. But, even doing something as simple as reading the weather for 2 minutes and publishing it is, it's not easy. I don't know how these guys do the 3 and 4 hour shows a day. My friend Steve does that on the morning show. I think he does 4.5 hours a day with a co-host. That's on the radio, and, there's a lot of different things he does. Plus, he gets to play music, so, if he doesn't have a lot to say, he can play a lot more music, and I don't think anybody would complain about that. So it's not him talking for 4.5 hours or him and his co-host talking for 4.5 hours, but I'd say good 45%, nearly half is talk, and the rest is music and commercials and whatnot. Probably less talk and more commercials, but that's regular radio. And but I still, that's got to be a booger to show prep that. But I guess if that's your main job, so be it. It's not my main job to podcast. It's my main job is to help podcasters. And that's what, the two podcasts that I talked about are going to do, or are doing. So that's the plan. Let's see. How's the weather where you're at? Yeah, shoot me a note. Anybody get snow yet? Like I said, we've had a pretty easy going fall. I got all the stuff done, as I was talking about in the last episode. I got tractor ready mostly, other than the headlights, and don't even need those. That's just a gee whiz that I thought about after the fact. And I got the walk behind, I got got all the leaves picked up, got all the yard furniture put away, I got the garage is clean now, so we can actually get a car in there, which is handy, with the tractor. So I got the tractor and the car in there, or a car in there. I didn't don't have enough room for two. It'd be crazy. It's a two-car garage. You can't possibly put two cars in a two-car garage, can you? Yeah, not with all the crud we have. And, you know, I want the tractor to live inside because it's a lot easier to deal with when you don't have to brush snow off of it to find the key or whatever. So, all right. Well, I think I am about out of things to say. So that is always the best time to stop a podcast. So, hey, speaking of Blueberry, if you want to save some money and you're thinking about starting a podcast, go over to blueberry.com. And if you purchase a hosting plan, you can use my promo code Mike. That's easy, huh? Mike. Doesn't matter how you capitalize it. And that'll give you a free month of anything over at blueberry.com. That's BlueBrry.com. Yeah, Blueberry, no E's. We couldn't afford the E's. True story. The guy that has blueberry.com, if you spell it all out with the E's, wants like $100,000 for it. Ain't worth that. So we took the Web 2.0 version of it and dropped the E's. And I think it costs us $15 a year at GoDaddy or something. So not a big deal. Anyway, everybody have a good, however long it is till the next one, but probably next Sunday. Catch me later.